this meeting to order at 6:06. Roll call, Robert? Rocky? Ray is on his way. David? Not here. Ms. Twanda? Say a prayer. God, grant me the serenity, accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. City events and announcements. Do we have any city events?
We do have a cleanup.
We do have a cleanup.
May 11th.
I don't know where we can do that. Twanda, are you on? Oh, there. Okay.
There. We have a city cleanup, May the
11th,
8 o'clock.
Fire and ground, event center, whatever you want to call it, 8 o'clock to move the pool.
Visitors and citizens forum? None? Okay. Consent agenda. All items listed below within the consent agenda are considered to be routine by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of items unless the mayor or council members so request. In which event, the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence. Possible action to approve minutes from Ingram City Council regarding meeting held on March 18th, 2024. Need a motion. Robert made a motion. Rocky, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Consider impossible action on business items. 4A, Bureau Veritas update. Mo Olson. Cancel. Nice. Phase 3 update. Greg White is not here also. They are finishing up. They've got one or two of the concrete, what do you call them, swells?
They poured both of those, the concrete swells, and they still got a few manhole covers they got to put down on the ground.
And we got a easement. One more easement we're working on. It's wrapping up, so getting close. Continued discussion regarding city logo decals for glass door. Ms. Kelly?
Yes, so here are the several different logos. I'll pass those around. I think you guys have narrowed it down to one. These are the city logo decals for the glass doors.
They got removed.
The old ones were removed, from what I understand.
I don't know why they were removed, but this is basically the
put the window tint.
I believe they were in poor condition.
Yeah.
That's so we had a glass door.
No, it'll be for, I believe, three doors. Laura's the one that filled me in on this.
How much was it?
So each 18 by 18 decal is $21.38. And then there was additional design time to redesign the logo at $65.
And which one were we picking?
Looks like Ray.
That one?
Like this one.
Which is that one?
And yes, that's clear from what Laura explained to me, so.
Looks good to me.
It won't be gray like that.
Better than a River City thing.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to be sure that it didn't say that.
Yeah. So, okay. Need a motion.
I make a motion that we purchase the logos for the glass door.
motion, Robert second, all in favor? Banners to advertise employment opportunities for the city?
Who's talking about that?
Is that you?
Is that you or me?
So we talked about, since, you know, we're down a public work employee and stuff, and so I offered, if y'all want, to make a sign we put out here on Highway 39 for people to see. And my thoughts on it, so where we post jobs on TML and different sites, a lot of these guys that work in this profession are not gonna go to those sites.
Well,
if they can pass by and see it, I think it could maybe give us potentially good.
And generally, TML is only for professional positions, and so we haven't been advertising.
Then that's, we're talking maybe 15, 20 bucks.
So we're talking it would go on the grass?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Just a yard sign, you know, so just something.
I think we can get those done in office max too.
Yeah.
They can print them out pretty.
Yeah, and so, which.
Just something general?
Yes.
So it covers a lot of different positions?
Yes. But we just thought it would be, maybe reach out to a different clientele.
I agree.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. And.
I'm not sure that y'all even need to vote on this due to the amount, but we just thought we'd be transparent and bring it to the council.
Okay. Can't be that much.
No.
Okay, do we need to vote on that? Need a motion?
I have no idea.
Go ahead and vote on it.
Okay, I make a motion that we get a banner made to advertise employment opportunities.
I'll second that one.
All in favor?
Aye.
Continued discussion regarding disability insurance for police employees, correct?
And so Heather had started this, she had gotten some bids here, some quotes, and so the option two is what Jackie recommended, said it was a better option. But what this is for is, say an officer gets shot in the line of duty, he's paralyzed for the rest of his life, this is insurance that would meet for disability. So, you know, your regular insurance would cover part of it, but you need disability insurance to cover, you know, long-term for that officer, so that's pretty much what this is, and if you look at the,
I don't have anything.
I just gave it to you, you had it, put it on top. That's it, right there.
This?
Yep.
City of Ingram?
Yep.
Employees, okay.
We haven't ever had any disability on our officers, correct?
Correct. This is just for, like I said, in that event that an officer was paralyzed or, you know, permanently disabled, this gives him insurance or her insurance to, you know, take care of him or herself, so.
And how much is that, the one that you're recommending?
So the second page is the Lincoln option two, that's what Jackie recommended. She thought it was better than the Lincoln one.
Is that per month or per year?
Per pay period? I don't know, I'm asking.
It does not say if this is monthly.
I seen something,
this is a monthly fee.
Said 90 days right there or something.
That might be when it goes into effect.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of numbers there, so I wasn't sure either.
I'm going to see if I can get the answer. This Lincoln option two for the city of Ingram on this. Is this $266.24, is that monthly, the premium?
Can't be.
So we're talking about this disability insurance for the
city. Is that a monthly premium? Okay, it is. Okay, so that is a monthly.
Wow.
So is that $266.24 per employee? Okay, so that's per employee, per month. Oh, okay. Okay, I'll let them know. Okay, thank you. Here's what I recommend. So she said that when Heather had figured this, she based this on all employees, not just police. So I'd recommend us table this and let us do a little more research, and then we'll bring it back to you, if that's okay.
Works for me.
I would say normally employees, and I can see that it would be beneficial to the police for us to do it, but I would think that normally an employee provides their own disability insurance, so definitely something for us to look at.
All right, so we're gonna table this. Ordinance and resolution? No? Nothing? Staff report? Chief Wheeler?
We're working on a lot of different things right now. We got, I see y'all see a big difference in traffic. Our traffic enforcement stepped up dramatically. Still in training and stuff. I want to speak to y'all a little bit about that in executive session. The cameras in Laura's office for municipal court clerk, sorry, I keep forgetting about this. We had a gentleman come in today and be a problem. I want the audio. I would like audio. Oh. If we could get that camera converted to an audio or a new camera, whatever, but we need audio and video in that area. This is the second time it's happened where somebody's gotten unruly over there. And had we had that on audio, then we would have made an arrest today, because we're not gonna tolerate it. But we need an audio video camera in that lobby area where people come in to pay their bills. And I don't know, this event happened this afternoon, so I didn't have enough time to do emergency call in to the company, so I really don't know. If you base it on what we've been spending on other cameras, I mean, I'm thinking probably 300 or 400 just to be safe. I would like to, I recommend that we maybe approve us up to 500 or something, just so that we can move forward. But this is something we need to implement very quickly. Yeah.
But 500 is within his purview.
I think so.
Yeah.
So I don't see a reason for us to vote or worry about it.
Yeah, I just want, since we're doing the staffing report, I just wanted to brief y'all that this incident did happen today. It's the second time it's happened. One of the questions is she was a little concerned, like, do we know when the glass is gonna be put in there? The bulletproof glass that I think y'all had voted on or something.
So we need to reach out to the company.
It's been ordered, I don't know where it's at.
I'll talk to them, it should be here.
Yeah.
I contacted this glass, local glass place. Dad Ziegler, neither one are interested in putting it in, so Moore's is graciously going to unload it for us with their forklift, and we'll have to put it in. I can call and find out what's happening.
Okay.
Sure.
But that was a safety concern that we need to deal with as far as getting that camera up and rolling. We did adjust our other two cameras today. The Public Works guys did a great job adjusting it for me, and we got the areas that we need now.
We got our doors up.
Yes, sir. We got the door done in the police department, and I think y'all still like two?
One door's on order.
Okay, one's on order here. So moving forward on that, but definitely, yes, sir.
Just one.
Well, you know, that's on camera now, we just have no audio. And so when people come in and get out of hand, we need, if we had that on audio, then we could act on it.
We don't need one for anywhere else, in just one area?
Yes, sir, I believe that's gonna do it for us.
So, do we have to vote on that? You got money to do that?
Yes, sir, I just bringing it to your attention that.
Get her done, we want safety here.
Yeah, and so.
Yeah, especially if they're being urgent.
Yeah.
Okay, is that it?
That's pretty much all I have.
Thank you for everything you're doing, we appreciate you.
Thank you.
The town has been a lot quieter, has anybody noticed that?
No.
Lot quieter, so, thank you.
I have an officer hidden right now, I said, every time I'm in a meeting, somebody burns their tires, so I said, you go hide and watch that camera. Strict instructions on that.
I have a question, there was a tabled item last time about junk car and towing, are we still working on that?
Yes, we're actively tagging cars, removing them, Stuart's been having officers go out with them and assist, so yeah, we're moving forward. We extended a deadline to the RV over here on McNeil, tomorrow's his deadline, so if he doesn't move it, then we're gonna move it for him, or a tow company is, so. We've given him an extra week and trying to be fair, you know, but tomorrow's his deadline and we're gonna have to stand firm on it, so. Stuart's gonna get with Lieutenant in the morning and we'll go from there on that, but it's looking like we may have to have it towed, so.
I seen it, they were cleaning up the backyard though, so.
Yeah, and so, you know, and I did notice yesterday or the day before, he was moving stuff like they're preparing to move it, so we're giving him the benefit of the doubt, but he has till 5 o'clock tomorrow or it's gonna go away.
Thank you. Six B, Public Works, Kelly?
Yes, I believe we have two open positions in the Public Works Department.
Two openings?
From what I was told, there should be five positions total. There's four.
We can work with whatever we get.
So, yep, so I'll be posting, we did receive some job applications already, but I'll be posting that on our website and the Kerr County, the West Kerr County Chamber website. Where did you post? Did you post recently for, because you sent me some resumes for a different position?
Right, those are on TML.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, because those are professional positions,
right.
And we need people with background.
Yes, exactly, okay.
How much would pay in Public Works for start out?
I have to look at the job description and I have not gotten that far yet.
Okay, can you let me know?
Yes.
Because I may know
something. I'd say 17.
I think it might be a little less.
I think we started at 15 and then kind of went up as some of them showed some initiative.
But you gotta remember, they get benefits, so that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Okay. Code enforcement chiefs, guys and gals, have gone out and tagged a bunch of derelict vehicles, salvage vehicles that have been sitting for a long time.
I just have a comment about that. So I saw in a previous agenda or minutes that was approved, but the
been updated with that, so I'll work on getting that.
It's really easy to do, and you should have done that. And if you want to get with me, there's quite a few ordinances that never got changed on
okay.
that E360, whatever they call it. So, yeah, that'd be good. Because we do, believe it or not, we have a lot of citizens that call me on that and say, well, I went to the website and it wasn't there. And when was it changed?
No, I believe it was March.
Yeah. So one of the things we are doing, we changed the chief and I, is when you all voted to allow us to say no more water, sewer, electric hookups, we've got the ordinance all printed out, and so we can actually go up to them and say, hey, here it is, here's when it was adopted, this is what it says.
That way they're educated on it, and it's not we're just showing up to write a citation or tow something. I mean, we're like, this changed, you have this many days, and we've been really fair on time. And it's worked. One guy moved it that day. He took the RV, that second RV that was on McNeil, it was gone. And then this other guy, we had to chase him around a little bit, but we got in touch with him, and he knows. And I helped him out on another situation. He had a traffic warrant here, and I gave him opportunity to come take care of it with Laura, and he did. So just showing good faith. So we try to work with these people. I mean, so. We're trying to be fair, but at the same time, we have a job to do, and we're going to do it. So.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Old and new business information and discussion. You have anything with that, Ms. Twanda?
No, I've been out too much. I'm not on top of it.
Items for future agenda. One meeting a month. The last one was a special meeting.
Yeah, I understand that.
And what day of the week, month is that going to be?
What day would you like it?
We need to be consistent.
Right now, it's the second to last Monday of the month, which is awkward. Because sometimes there's four Mondays in a month, sometimes there's five. So
I would say the first Monday.
Most recent posting was first and third. So, yeah, whatever that other was, it was a very interim thing.
The website says the second to last. There's multiple parts of the website that are. The website says second to last Monday of every month. The only thing is the sign up front, we need to amend.
Because it still says first and third.
Yes, it does.
I think we need to pick either the first or the third. So there's less to amend on the sign.
That would be great.
This is the third Monday.
Yeah.
So keep it the third Monday. Third Tuesday of every month.
Third Tuesday.
Third Monday.
He wants to
third
change
Tuesday.
It back to Tuesdays.
You want
to
move it again?
No, we already moved it to Tuesdays. But now we're going to do it back to Monday.
Well, today's the fourth
Monday's
Monday.
Fine.
Today's the fourth Monday of the month, but whatever you guys want to do.
Monday's fine.
The first
third.
Or third?
Third.
Third Monday of every month.
Okay.
That's
what we'll update okay. the website, and I'll have Public Works update the signage up front.
All right. Anything for future agendas?
When did y'all decide you're going to have your meetings?
The third Monday of every month.
At 6 p.m.
At 6 p.m.
In this room.
Right here.
Thanks.
Ingram, Texas.
Right chair.
Okay, that's all we got for this. I need to go to executive session. We're going to go to executive session at 6:30. Thank y'all. City Council may, as permitted by law, adjourn into executive session at any time to discuss any matter listed above if they meet the qualifications in section 551.071, consultation with an attorney. 551.072, deliberation regarding real property. 551.073, deliberation regarding gifts. 551.074, personnel and officers. 551.076, deliberation regarding security devices. And 551.076.
7, deliberation regarding economic development negotiation to chapter 551 of the Texas Local Government Code. Clint, hang on. 10A, personal matters, staffing for public works, police officer, administrative support for the city.